See what we got here. Good morning. Welcome to PCC, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ, living out God's love, and transforming community by the Holy Spirit. I got a couple announcements for us. First of all, right now it's going on right out there in the parking lot. If you haven't donated blood, go donate blood. We got the American Red Cross out here doing blood drives. I'm sure there's emergencies coming up. Also, this Wednesday is Lunch Bunch. We're going to meet at 11:30 at Red Robin. We need a head count by July 2nd, let Jane know. It says in the bulletin, Lou that's handed the baton. There's Jane right there. She's through that glass. You see her? Everybody sees her, right? Excellent. Yep, she's wearing white. Red, white, and blue. Customary. Also, we have in your orders of worship, there's a women's gathering coming up in a couple weeks. It's on a Saturday, 10 to 3. My beautiful bride, 10 to 2. My beautiful bride will be sharing. So will Doris. It'll be team teaching. I wouldn't miss it. I'd go, but I'm not a female. What's the other thing? There's a concert series. In July, our Saturday night crew is kind of turning into like a house church that meets at a church. We're going to do some summer concerts. We're also going to be going to the fire pits in Huntington Beach. This is a two-sided flyer. Look at the technology. It's amazing. You turn it over and there's this. Let's greet each other in the name of the Lord. Wish each other a happy Independence Day. And then I'll call us back together for our call to worship. I apologize if you just sat down. I'm going to stand you back up for the call to worship. Morning. I'm going to stand you back up for the call to worship. And before that, I'm going to give you a couple more announcements. I kind of forgot at the beginning. I'm on vacation next week, and we're getting the band back together. Reverend Tim McCalmont will be sharing during the fellowship hour, and our Reverend Pat Thompson will be sharing the message. That's next week. Don't miss next week. And then also, there was something else. I think that's about it. I think that's it. If I remember anything, I'll bring it back. Oh, we already said the women's retreat. It was also... recognizing our seniors and our those that are promoted. Notice their names, Elsie, Carter, those people promoted. Carter, you're here. Thanks for being here this morning. Also recognizing my son, Ezekiel. He graduated from high school. I'll just have to say 4.6 average. He's way smart. And then we got Kenny. He graduated from International University. We're going to see some slides, but there's a lot of reasons to celebrate this morning, right? We live in a free country where we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and in no fear of being arrested, no fear of, there's a lot to, and so our call to worship will be a call and response. I'll say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and you will respond to this. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Let's worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
I was waiting for the church to just explode. That was exciting. Let's continue in worship as I break my face. There we go. The work of your hands, galaxies spin in the heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming.
I hear the sound of your voice, all at once is a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming. Thank you.
Wow, what an amazing service to be back at. I'm so happy to be back. As we prepare for this time of confession, let us remember that our God is merciful. And our God is gracious. And He is slow to anger. And He is abounding with steadfast love. With the trust in God's mercy, will you please pray with me? Gracious and almighty God, as we gather to celebrate our nation's independence, we thank you for the blessings of freedom and prosperity that you have bestowed upon our country. And yet we acknowledge that we have often fallen short of the ideals on which our country was founded. We confess that we have not always sought justice for all people. We have allowed prejudice and discrimination to persist in our society. Forgive us for the times we have been silent in the face of injustice or have benefited from systems of inequality. We confess our failure to be good stewards of the abundant resources you have given to us. We have often prioritized personal gain over the common good and have not cared for your creation as we ought. Forgive us, Lord, for the ways that we have misused our freedoms and the resources that you have generously given to us. Help us to use our liberty not as a license for self-indulgence, but as an opportunity to serve one another in love. Renew in us a spirit of humility, compassion, and service. May we never stop working to ensure that the blessings of freedom and justice extend to all people, all your people. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may be glorified through our repentance. Amen. The mercy of our Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. I declare to you, in the name of Christ Jesus, we are forgiven. May the God of mercy, who forgives all of our sins, strengthen us in goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
Good morning. I'm so glad we are able to celebrate a Patriotic Sunday. I feel so strongly about this, and I'm glad that all of you join with me and everybody else of the same mind, of the same heart. And I would like to take the opportunity to thank our dear friends that came to help our choir numerically. And sound-wise, they don't replace the choir. They only add to it, just to know that. I'd like to say a few names in here, and I'd like to welcome... We will do it when I finish just mentioning the names in here. At the very end, we will welcome with an applause. All right, I'm going to start with Susan Montgomery Kinsey here, Sid Lally Garcia, Amira Fulton, Kelsey Ritz, Christina Wilcox, we're having Brian Brigham right on the base there. And I want to say a few words about something very special. The last 10 years or so, we had the grace of having great talents from the Freeman family. And the first one that we got was Diane Mary named Reynolds. And then we got her daughter, Madeline, just fantastic, great talent. Then we got the husband of Diane, Royce, fantastic voices. I didn't know where so much talent came from. And then Drinda Frenzel, a good friend of us, say, you should check with Ruth. And here she is. Right here at the very edge of soprano. She's a great voice, a great conductor, a genius on her own right. No wonder she produced so much talent, you know, following her. And that didn't happen only, that comes from one side. How about the other one? We had Wayne Freeman right there on the bass. Well, he was part of the making of the great talents as well. So I would like to, all of these people, welcome them with a round of applause.
Well, we're going through a book, we're using a book, Mudhouse Sabbath, as a launching pad. And the topic for this morning is actually Avulette, which is the spiritual discipline of mourning, of grieving. And so as I was preparing for this sermon, I'm like, wow, this is Independence Day, we're celebrating. How am I going to downshift into talking about mourning? But then I read the chapter, and I'll be honest, this chapter is the reason why we're studying the book. I came in contact with this book in 2007. My mom had passed away from pancreatic cancer as I was turning 30 in 2003. And after writing the sermon, I found out where it landed. And it's also Interdependence Day. Grieving, as we learn from Scripture, especially the Old Testament, is properly done and beautifully done in community. So, now I've said the end of the sermon, everybody can check out. Just kidding. I got a couple things to add. But let's open with some scripture from which we learn a little bit about what God thinks we should do. When the people we love leave our presence. Let's start with Jeremiah chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 21 and I'm going to finish with 9:1. Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. And then I'll move over to the next page in my Bible. Further on in chapter 9 of Jeremiah, it reads this. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Consider now, call for the wailing women to come. Send for the most skillful of them. Let them come quickly and wail over us, till our eyes overflow with tears and water streams from our eyelids. The sound of wailing is heard from Zion. How ruined we are. How great is our shame. We must leave our land because our houses are in ruins. Now you women, hear the word of the Lord. Open your ears to the words of his mouth. Teach your daughters how to wail. Teach one another a lament. And then the shortest verse in our New Testament. In the English, John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, thank you once again for the freedoms we live and breathe in. Thank you for your word. I pray that you would speak through me, your words would go forth and change the hardest of hearts, even mine. And I pray that my words would be quickly forgotten. And all God's people said, three scriptures to launch us into the Jewish understanding of mourning. First one was something that I was reminded of again as I studied this chapter in Lauren Winter's book, The Mudhouse Sabbath. What God cries. That first text is our Heavenly Father weeping. Crying for the pains of God's people. That second text is where the Jews came to understand that when people pass into the kingdom triumphant, there should be professional mourners. There should be people amongst the flock of God that walk the in-between. The joy of life and the sadness of missing our loved ones. That third text is Jesus. Everybody recognizes that, right? Do you remember what happened? Mary and Martha, two of Jesus' closest friends, their brother Lazarus has passed. Jesus is off healing other people. He misses it. Sisters are quite upset. The professional mourners are there. If you read in that text, there's people wailing, there's people crying, there's people screaming. Jesus walks in. He knows he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead, right? But what does he do? He turns and he weeps. Doesn't say in the New Testament anywhere that Jesus laughed. We don't know a lot of emotions, that whether Jesus had them or not. We do know he hurt when his friends hurt. Amen? When I missed my mom, and when I came in contact with this book, I was desperately seeking some other response from my Christian brothers and sisters other than slap on a smile and keep going. And I think there's a lot of people with me. I'm not alone. Jews, Christians, heathens alike. All of us hurt. And I think the Christian church is missing opportunities to link with our hurting brothers and sisters. I like music. Have you ever heard that about me? I mention it every sermon. I'm sorry about that. But that's just part of me, right? I walk into the Port of Sound record store. This is, I think, right as things were opening back up from COVID. The worker there, since I like music, I know record store owners and record store runners. This young lady said, "Have you heard this band, Mount Erie?" And I said, "No, I haven't." And she said, "If you're missing anyone that you've loved because they've died, buy this record." This is just world. And I listened, I bought the record. And it's an amazing record. It's a minimalist. This guy, he's a young father. And his bride is taken from him way too soon. And he writes gut-wrenchingly simple poems over really simple music about how much he misses her. And the deep cries to deep, right? We're all wounded. And I think the Christian church needs to be one of these places where we can confess that. We can come together and especially learn from our Jewish brothers and sisters how to do stuff and how to get how to unite and bind together in our woundedness. And I highly suggest you purchase the book. Read it. Because I do it justice, but it's better written. That's why she wrote it, right? Just real quick, using it as a launching pad. The Jewish faith, our Jewish brothers and sisters, 90% of it is they have a plan. They have a plan. And they have a calendar. The time between the death and the funeral is the Anuet. That's actually the time of mourning. Don't put on makeup. Don't go outside. Cover your mirrors with black. It said, mourners border on death themselves during this time. You got a funeral. And the next portion of time starts. It's called sitting Shiva. You sit and let the church come to you. Let the church come to you. Let the community come to you. Bring you your meals. And actually get that from Job. When the brothers sit with Job. And during this time, you start to light a candle, a memorial candle. And actually that first meal after the funeral, when you're sitting Shiva and everyone's coming to your house, they have a name for that meal. It's Sudat Havra'ah. And it's called the Meal of Recovery. And they serve egg. They serve eggs to symbolize the circular fertility, and it's to begin the slow work of reminding the bereaved that she will live. My wife, after talking about this, she said, I think that's where deviled eggs at funerals comes from. Right? I think she's right. It's a reminder. Death is part of life. After sitting Shiva, you get the Shloshim, which is 1 month. It's 30 days. And this is to gradually enter back into your community of faith. You're supposed to avoid large crowds. You're off the hook for weddings of not essential folk and not immediate family. Don't go to celebrations. And then they have a weekly schedule. They have the first week of going back to worship. You stay outside during the celebration songs. So if you're celebrating, if you are in mourning right now, and this happened to be your Sunday, first Sunday, I'm sorry, you would have missed all this beauty, right? But there's purpose to that. Have you ever lost anyone you've loved? Do you see the purpose? Do you see this meaning? It's to actually avoid just slapping a smile on and keep on going. It's to recognize the beauty and the passion of the people that we love and we mingle with from day to day. You come back in the second week, but you don't sit in your usual spot. Can you believe that's a Jewish tradition? That sounds like a Presbyterian. That sounds like a Presbyterian Church of the Covenant. I could throw a rock without even looking and know who I hit right here. Right? Jim, right there. You know, we got your spots. But if you come back in that second week, what do? No, you sit in another spot. Why? Because the world is weird without your loved one, right? Do you remember that? I do too. And I don't necessarily think it's necessary to keep parameters on this, since we're totally free in Christ and we're resurrected. I think we can take from this plate and celebrate these things on a different timeline. Right? We can talk to the Holy Spirit. We can talk to God and say, I really miss, I'm going to do this, you know? Third week, you go through the full service, but you don't fellowship afterwards. You go home. And by the fourth week, you're back amongst the community. And then you enter your full year of mourning. You enter a full year of mourning. And you go twice a day amongst your brothers and sisters, and you say the Kaddish. The Kaddish is a prayer. Let me read it to you. This is the English. Blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded, be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be He beyond all the blessings and hymns, praises and consolations that are ever spoken in the world to say, Amen. What does that sound like to you? That actually sounds like to me what we just sang. Glory be to the Father, everybody, and to the Holy, as it was in the beginning, it is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Twice a day for a year. What does that say? I'm broken, but God isn't. I'm hurting, but He's unchangeable. He's still in control. And I'm tethered to Him. Amen? And then I think the number one thing, as I read this preparing for my sermon, I just started bawling because I'd forgotten where I'd come up with this. I had forgotten the depth that how God had met me in this chapter. 2007, I don't know how many years ago that was, but that's a while ago. I remember reading this and it feeling so right. He said, on the annual anniversary, October 30th, for my mom, I light a candle. And I remember. I designate a time. I remember my wife being the wife that she is and kind of better than most people I've ever met. She usually beats me to finding the candle and lighting it. So I come out of my room on October 30th, and she doesn't only do it then, and I don't only do it then. Some days you just miss the person you love, right? I love just designating a candle and just saying, man, I miss you, Ma. And we just extra share extra stories and great times. I think the number one lesson that I learned from this chapter is found on page 43 of the study edition. She says, the calendar of bereavement, the Jewish calendar of bereavement, recognizes the slow way that mourning works, the long time it takes to a grave to cool. Slower and longer than our zip, zoom, internet, and fast food society can easily accommodate. My invitation really this morning is to get off the crazy train of culture once again. Like every week, I've been preaching through these spiritual disciplines, listening for that still small voice of God, tuning your antennas, your spiritual antennas, that you might create a boundary that would give more of you to God and take less, and so that culture could take less of you. Amen? Application. If you're hurting, if you happen to be hurting right now, if you happen to be missing somebody you love right now, be comforted with the truth that our Heavenly Father cries with you. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, is with you. And I invite you to invite community in. Invite community in and steer into the pain, that you might meet on this deep, crying to deep level and find out that we are really interdependent upon one another as a church, as a body, as a family of God. Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Holy Spirit, remind us that you, Heavenly Father, are with us. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Sanctify and purify all those moments where we are meeting with you, missing our loved ones. I pray that you would bind us together through our pains and also bind us together through our victories and ultimately bind us together as your people, your victorious, resurrected people. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and all God's people said, would you please stand with me and sing America the Beautiful? right? It says in God's Word that He loves a cheerful or grateful giver. Are you grateful for anything? I'm really grateful Amy's back in town, right? Yeah, you can clap. What are some things you're grateful for?
Joey had 8 years of sobriety.
8 years of sobriety. That's awesome. What's something else? Perfect. Country, family, freedom. I'm pretty happy to be alive, Terry. Battling. There's tons to be grateful for, right? Swimming in that moment, like thinking about how good God is and how His abundance overflows over and over again, even when we're not thinking about it. God asks us to give back just a portion of what He's so richly blessed us with. This morning's tithes and offerings are now received.
If you know this, sing it with us.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I had worked for all my life, and I had to start again with my children and my wife, I thank my God above to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know.
Thank you. What a beautiful morning, hasn't it been? Where we can shout out loud, bless the USA. God bless us. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we ask you to be with us in a time of unknowns. God, for some of us, we are setting into new routines. We are hoping for a return to the ways of life that we know. But every day, the information changes. And so we just wait. We thank you for our choir this season and all the beautiful music they have given us. And we ask that you give each of them a good summer to rest. Thank you for our students who have graduated this year. We thank you for those who are celebrating birthdays, Arfan and Susan. We know you walk with us through all things and promise to never abandon us. And you call us to remain well established and rooted in faith, especially during difficult times. You give us hope on bad days. You give us joy even in the midst of our own fear. And you give us community, even if they are far apart, to share our lives. We pray for the Church Universal, the leaders of our nation, state, and community, and for all the nations of this turbulent world. We pray for the oppressed, the poor, across the world and right here in our own community. We also pray for all those in our own community who are suffering sickness, pain, and loss of loved ones. Father God, we look at our bulletin, and each Sunday we have prayer points. And so I want to lift up some of these prayer points. Thank God for Buzz's successful cataract surgery, and we pray for his continued well-being. We pray for little Theo as he progresses in his recovery at home. We lift up those continuing to have health problems. Natalie, Terry, Patty, Dick, Dusty, Mary, Keith, and Sandy. Pray for Elsie for continuing renewed of her strength. And for Ruth and for Bev as they heal from broken bones and surgeries. We also pray for Reverend McCalmont as he recovers from surgery. We pray for the strength and comfort for Starlet, Gwen, Joe, and Pam and their families as they are on hospice care. We thank you for this church in which we can bring you all these prayers. We think of Jane's sister, Pam, and we pray for her. Gracious Father, would you guide us by your Holy Spirit to live lives of love and service to your world. We thank you for this beautiful country you have given us to live in. God bless USA. And now we pray the prayer you taught your disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's stand for our final hymn.
Right. All right. That's amazing. I'm going to send this. I know you've been standing a long time. Let me send me out with a benediction. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the peace that transcends all earthly understanding, guard your hearts and your minds today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Let it be so. Amen. Yes. My mic's on.